the Biltmore Estates outside of Asheville, North Carolina. This was on my bucket list for a little bit, and maybe it's on yours as well. It's got the registered trademark of the largest home in America. That's a pretty impressive title, and what's more, it can back it up. 180,000 square feet is what this massive complex built in 1895 is all about. When I say complex, it's not merely a home. Matter of fact, it's probably 70 to 90 times the size it'd be the equivalent of 70 to 90 homes in America right now. But this home, built in the late 1895s by George Washington Vanderbilt, one of the heirs to the Vanderbilt Railroad fortune. He was single at the time, and he wanted to build this amazing home. And later on, a few years, I think it was 5 years later, he ended up meeting his wife, his future wife, in France, and they got married, and she ended up seeing for the first time this massive mansion. If you've ever been there, it brings up vivid, amazing recollections, inspirational recollections. If you haven't been there, you'll want to go. I had an opportunity to go visit some of my sisters. We all got together for a kind of a mini family reunion recently. And this was, one of my sisters wanted to know, what do you want to do when you're visiting the Carolinas? And so I Googled some things, and she sent me some links, and we did some research. And I said, boy, there's two places I want to go. And I won't spoil the other one. It's coming up in a future episode, hopefully soon. But one of the places was the Biltmore. So the very morning I arrived, I got picked up at the airport from two of my three sisters. We went and drove, picked up the third sister. Then all four of us took a drive from the airport. I flew into a small regional airport, and we drove just outside of Asheville to see the Biltmore Estates. Well, thankfully, we didn't just go see them. My sister is a planner, and so she had planned all kinds of excursions. So let me tell you a little bit about what we did. First off, on the way there, we talked about how we were going to coordinate the day, because we knew that there's massive gardens, hundreds of acres of beautiful trees and flowers and such, and then a concentrated maybe 5-acre section of just amazing flowers and gardens and such that we needed to spend some time in, maybe an hour or two of walking. And then we also wanted to tour the actual building, the actual house. And that's 180,000 square feet. You can't tour the whole thing, but you can tour much of it, many levels, up and down. And it can take a couple hours at least. So how are we going to do this, plus make time for lunch and dinner without having to leave the property, because the property is pretty massive and could take a lot of time to get in and out and such. And so thankfully, my sister had planned a lunch, had it scheduled. And so we went to a nice diner there on the property, and we had lunch. That was the first thing we did after we got in, found parking. We walked around for a few minutes, and then we were able to eat lunch. We took our time eating lunch because we knew that after lunch, we had planned it, that we'd have a couple hours to walk the gardens, and then we'd have a couple hours at our punched time, or our pre-scheduled time, to go into the property and actually walk through the structure. The lunch was amazing. There was all kinds of opportunities to eat wraps or bison burgers or different things like that. And we found out there's many restaurants, or a few restaurants, on the property, and different price ranges and things like that. After enjoying a wonderful lunch and relaxing, it was nice and air conditioned. And this building, the restaurant we ate at, was near where they have the Santa Claus type village, or some of the Christmas shops. I think it's Antler Village, I believe, as they call the area that we were in. We took pictures. There was actually quite a few scenic places around there to take some amazing pictures. And then we walked the gardens. Oh, before we went to the gardens, we walked the winery. None of us drink wine, but we walked through the winery and really enjoyed the beauty of it. It's indoors. You walk through like kind of like a cave, if you will, that's all lighted and beautiful and amazing. We took multiple pictures in there, and it was nice and cool, which in Asheville, it's pretty warm oftentimes. So then we left from there. We went through the gardens, and oh my goodness, there's so many places to take pictures. There's beautiful colors that pop, the yellows, the reds. There's indoor, two or three different sections of the indoor garden areas where they're growing different things that they're eventually going to put outside, or they're just growing full time in there. The garden area is just, there's statues, beautiful flowers, not too many waterfalls or things like that, but just a beautiful, great view of the mountains all around you. And then we, of course, went in. And to get into the Biltmore Estate, it was a line that lasted maybe 20 minutes or so. And it went by pretty quick because it kind of serpentines around and you're shaded quite a bit throughout that. And then going into the home. Wow. They believe it's the first home in America to have an indoor bowling alley. Two lanes is all, but pretty cool in the late 1800s, right? They had a pool area, meaning billiards, a billiards room. They had a gun room with massive amounts of guns for the hunters when they came to visit to go out hunting on the hundreds and hundreds of acres. And yeah, they did have a pool as well, an indoor pool, heated. And keep in mind, late 1800s, heated and lighted on the bottom. And this massive pool with different levels throughout was gorgeous, but right next to it was a workout room with actual dumbbells from over 100 years ago and a ladder to climb to get your exercise in and showers that were called needle point showers. In other words, the water was concentrated in such a way that came out in high power to give massages. Pretty cool. 100 years ago, massage showers. That's awesome. We learned a ton of things as we went throughout the home. They had just started putting up Christmas trees, even though this was in early October. Christmas trees were going up, so you get to see all these beautiful Christmas trees throughout the structure. At the end of the day, though, I will tell you, your legs will burn. Very few people will go on that tour without thinking, wow, I need to get better workouts in, because you'll go up and down stairs, you'll stand, you'll walk, you'll just get a lot of steps in and see a lot of beauty. There are so many cool things. One of the surprises that I'll tell you that I didn't know about even in all my research, I watched a few different videos on the Biltmore. I read some articles on it, but what I didn't learn and didn't know before I went is that there's some amazing world-class artwork there. As I recall, I believe it's two Renoirs, I believe one Monet, and there's even a room that was their newspaper room or their reading room. And in that room, some of their small pictures were Rembrandt sketches, multiple Rembrandt sketches. So if you like art or mountains or gardens or really cool homes, history, or just if you want something unique, the Biltmore Estates in North Carolina. Amazing. Outstanding. It's pricey, by the way. About $75 to $110 per person, depending if you include the gardens or no gardens. And is it worth it? Absolutely. Enjoy. Bon voyage.